listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, normally talking about breaking news, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up on today's show, a sad statistic here in the New York area. There are 6 zip codes where more children die than are born each year in one specific sector of life. What does that all mean, and what can we do about it? Coming up, our Days with Preborn, right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us, friends. Let me just say right up front, one of the things that we do at this radio station kind of unapologetically each day is we say, how can we make the world a better place? Not through just what we put on the air, and even so much as the content that I do that challenges you on cultural items and say, how can you live out your faith more vibrantly in a very, let's face it, very secular society, a very secular world. But beyond that, not just filling up our mind, but actively playing a role in changing the scenario in the world around us. And if you go to a lot of places, a lot of people would say, well, there's no place for us to do that. You know, we listen to a radio station to just get what we want out of that radio station. But we at this one have decided a long time ago that we're going to use it to actually affect change. That's why the slogan at AM 570 and 102.3 FM, the mission here, WMCA in New York, is asking you to help us change the world. Well, every January, my thoughts run directly to something that intersects both the culture and New York City, because in 1973, when I was but 3 years old, some 52 years ago, there is an anniversary, commemoration of a date, if you will. It's not an anniversary that I think of like celebrating an anniversary, but it is a marker in time in which we began to see the legal killing of children in the womb at a rate we'd never even dreamt of. And now some near 70 million dead children later, I cannot help but believe that this is changing us as a culture and a society in a way that has made us more hardened, less compassionate, in many ways more selfish, and in many ways much less caring about those who suffer around us. I don't think there's any way you can treat children poorly and say that the society is going to do the right thing by much of anyone else. Jesus kind of felt the same way when you think about it. That's why he chastised his disciples and others who kept children from coming to him. As we go through these next few days talking with our friends from Preborn, I just want you to let that dangle in the back of your brain and think about what has happened and how we can do something about it. And I'm so glad to welcome Scott Wilder back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Scott is very passionate about the work of Preborn. And in fact, as a longtime talk show host, I know that he himself advocated for pro-life policies and pro-life experience for our nation. And Scott, it's okay to go to the march. I want the march to be highly attended each year.
Absolutely.
But it's also important to let the woman that is going through that experience at that very moment in time to know that she's cared for. And that's the beauty of the work of a crisis pregnancy center.
No, it's true. I mean, you know, the march is great. I want all the different things that could tell the world, hey, we're not a small group of people that believe life is precious. We're a huge and growing part of the population. However, the question is, what is activism? What is slacktivism? You know, you don't have to be loud to make a big difference. Maybe you're a person who's never wanted to have a bullhorn or hold a sign on the street corner, or you can't afford to go to the march, and you wonder, what in the world can I do? What you could do is provide an ultrasound. Ultrasounds save lives. And this is a Kevin McCullough WMCA family tradition. We do this every year in January. So you may already know you want to be a part of it. I'd say then get on the phone right now or go to the website. Or maybe it's the first time ever and you say, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of waiting for the right president at the right time, at the right Congress, the right court, in the right mood to do the right thing. It's not fixing it. And bands don't change people's hearts. And I want to work with the Lord to allow him to change somebody's heart. by providing an ultrasound. Overwhelmingly, they will choose life, girls and women, as they see their baby you're going to introduce them to. So call right now.
I think what's interesting, and here's that number to call, 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. What Scott was describing there, if you do a five pack of ultrasounds, they're $28 each. These are banked at local crisis pregnancy centers here in New York. These are going to help New York-based, tri-state-based women seeking pregnancy solutions. They're not going to be used by other people in other areas. These are just for the people that we know that are in need here. And when you make that gift today, that will bank them for them as they come in. 833-850-2229 is that number, 833-850-2229. And you can also give online at WMCA.com. Scott, as I was thinking about what you were saying, the tradition of doing this, it is easy for us to, on any given day, and I know when I was much younger, I'd get very enthusiastic about the pro-life issue. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being enthusiastically in support of the life of unborn children. I think that, you know, the church has always played a role in saving children's lives. Not only did Jesus strictly instruct it when he was here, but in the early church, they were throwing their children outside the gates of the city that they did not want, and they were leaving them there. And it was the Christians that would go and gather them up and take them in and raise them and adopt them and give them life that their parents were abandoning. And so it has always been a part of the fabric of who Christianity is, distinctly, that has said we care about the unborn child, and we want to make sure that that child has his God-given rights, distinction, abilities, skills, calling. We want him to experience all those things in his life. And that can't happen if he's not here. 833-850-2229. Now, you mentioned the fact that ultrasounds change lives. Mm. And I just, every time I hear the word ultrasound, I think of the very first time when my lovely bride and I were in her OBGYN's office, and she said, "Are you guys ready?" And she put the jelly on the belly, and you had the little stick, and right. You heard, and all of a sudden, I'll never forget the sound that came up in the room, and it seemed so loud. It probably wasn't as loud as I thought it was, but it was zoom, 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 zoom. And you could hear that little heartbeat just racing like a Formula One car inside of there. And I remember at that moment, Scott, I nearly fell to my knees. I was so humbled, shocked, et cetera. And I thought, if it has that kind of impact on me, what kind of impact does an ultrasound have on a young lady who's only been told that she's carrying a clump of cells inside of her?
Let me give you a great example. I'm the story of a young couple, high school sophomores, so whatever that means, they're 15, 16 years old. He's the father of the baby. They're unmarried, obviously. They come in. They're on their way to get an abortion. And they come into a preborn center. And he wanted nothing to do with it. He sat far away from the thing, kind of crossed his legs with his back to the screen, didn't want anything to do with it, had his phone out, head down, ball cap on, the whole thing. Well, she starts seeing the baby on the ultrasound. And she says, "Come look at this. It's amazing. It's amazing." He never broke stride on his phone. He never looked up. But then, to your point, Kevin, the ultrasound included the Doppler.
Right.
And the sound of the baby's heartbeat was resounding in the room. He put his cell phone face down. He stood up, eyebrows up, finger to the ceiling, and he said, "That's a baby." And they chose life that day. And he said, "I don't know what we're going to do, but I know what we're not going to do. We're not going to abort our baby. That is our baby." That's the gift you're giving when you give an ultrasound today.
833-850-2229. Friends, we need to save as many as we can. In the last several years, we've saved in excess of, I think, 400 per year with working together with you and WMCA and Preborn. So let's work on that right now. 833-850-2229. And it's important because in 6 zip codes here in New York City, sadly, there will be more children aborted this year than born. And who knows, maybe the work that God does with us this week, these few days, maybe we can turn the tide on that. Maybe we can see a difference made because of the children's lives that we save. Here's the phone number, 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. You can also give online at am570themission.com, wmca.com, and give a gift there. It's only a couple of minutes, whether you do it online or whether you do it by phone. 833-850-2229, 833-850-BABY. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. And now Mike Lindell, our good friend, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products when you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Special tab. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels, made with 100% USA cotton, offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time reduced to $39.99. You heard that right, $39.99 with promo code WMCA. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WMCA.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
Do your plans for 2022 include costly items like home improvements, paying off high-interest credit card debt, or taking a dream vacation? With home values skyrocketing and low interest rates, you could pay for all those things with a cash-out refi with Cash Call Mortgage. Cash Call Mortgage offers low interest rates and great customer service. Check their outstanding reviews by searching Cash Call Mortgage reviews in your search browser. Let Cash Call Mortgage help you achieve your goals this year. Get the money you need from the equity in your home with a cash-out refi. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-7998. That's 800-940-7998. 800-940-7998.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment, but 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
This view was worth a hike.
Right?
And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We are asking you to help save babies. There's just no other way to put it. When you give a crisis pregnancy center an ultrasound to use for a young woman who comes in the midst of a crisis pregnancy, more than 8 out of 10 times, she's going to choose to save the life of that child. That's how remarkable this is. If you give her just the information, it's about 4 out of 10. But if you show her the picture and help her to hear the sound of what her baby is doing, it's more than 8 out of 10 times. And Scott Wilder is back with us from Preborn. And Scott, I know that you've got an appreciation for this because it's so successful. These ultrasounds work.
It's unbelievable how they do. And all we have to do is pick up the phone and say, you know what? We're going to be a part of it today. We want to be a part of it. We want to stand for life in the single most effective way. It's so easy to do. It's ours to do. And I hope that you will call right now and say, you know what? I'm going to be a part of this today. I'm going to provide an ultrasound that can save the life of a baby. Now, you might think, well, most of these girls and women are probably 13, 14, 15 years old. It's not always the case. Sometimes you have someone who says, you know what? Already had a baby. We were done.
Hi, my name is Jules, and I'm going to share my story with you. Just a quick background. I'm 26. My husband, Kyle, is 32. We have a 4-year-old little boy named Aiden. He's wonderful, adventurous, and very strong-willed. And after we had Aiden, we decided that it was one and done. We're going to be a family of 3, and that was going to be enough for us. So I got pregnant. And we were financially struggling. We were paycheck to paycheck. Kyle's job was just taking off. I was finishing school. Everything pointed to not having a baby. And I ultimately decided that I wanted an abortion. Sounds weird when you say it out loud. That's when I found Life Care. I remember showing up. And it was just so warm and inviting, and everyone was so nice. And I kept thinking, how can everyone be this nice? They asked if I wanted an ultrasound so that they could show me and possibly guess how far along that we were. And when she put the gel on me, and then she put the little stick thing on my tummy, and I saw her. This little alien thing, this little thing my husband and I made out of pure, intense love. That was the moment that I knew that I loved someone so much that I had never even met. That was the moment that my choice was made for me. I think my husband knew by the look on my face after I saw her on the monitor that we were going to be a parent of 2 children. How that all worked and changed my life. I've never been so happy for a family of 4. And And I just wanted to say thank you.
Hello, beautiful. Hello, beautiful. Oh, goodness.
One of the best things that have ever happened to me right here in my arms. Thanks again for listening to us.
It is so easy to save a life by providing an ultrasound, and I hope you'll call in right now.
833-850-2229 is the number, 833-850-2229. If you take a look at the New York tri-state area and you see where many of the abortions are committed, you will find that there was a premeditated thought behind where to place, for instance, Planned Parenthood centers. And this is kind of a black mark, certainly a mark of shame on the history of Planned Parenthood. But they specifically strategically put them in communities where young women struggle financially, where they struggle culturally with fatherlessness and men that have abandoned them in many ways. And friends, I can't think of a much more polar opposite view of life than what the church should be about than at an abortion clinic. I mean, just everything about it runs counter to who we are as followers and lovers of Jesus. And so when you hear this today, I hope that you'll take a second and say, Lord, how am I supposed to handle this? How am I supposed to react to this information that here we have these children dying at such rapid rates, and women that are being told things that are patently untrue about their body? It's not a clump of cells. It's an actual person that is growing within them. And Scott, they know that instinctively a little bit. I mean, you don't have to convince them really, but nothing helps convince them more thoroughly than when they see the picture. And that introduction to their baby, that very first time, friend, you creating that, you providing that, that might be the very thing that saves that baby's life and that gives that mother and that child a relationship that they wouldn't otherwise have.
There is no question that what you just said is true. So when you call that number, when you provide that ultrasound today and introduce her to her baby, let her hear the heartbeat for the very first time, it's probably important for us to note that one of the great criticisms by the world, by the pro-aborts, is you guys that are pro-life, you don't really care about the baby and the mother. I mean, all you care about is that one moment of choosing life. And after that, you really couldn't care less. Not true. Not true, period. But let me tell you about preborn. Preborn is so much more than just that one moment choosing life. It is the beginning of a two-year-long mentoring process that includes free maternity clothes, free diapers, free strollers, cribs, formula, on and on the list goes. Many times, these girls, the birthing partner is someone that has helped them at a preborn center.
Wow.
If their whole family has abandoned them, then they still have a family, friends at the preborn center. And this is a long-term relationship, making sure that they're ready to have the baby, they're taking care of their body, understand what's going to happen when she has the baby, and then being there for them for perhaps as long as 2 or 3 years to come, assisting them in a healthy start. And all along the way, doing it in Jesus' name and presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Friends, you provide all of that when you call 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. It's going to take a couple of minutes when you get through. The operator is going to respect your time and be very quick about getting you on and off the phone. But if it's easier for you to just log on yourself and go to WMCA.com and click the preborn banner, then you can do the same thing, WMCA.com. When you click on the page, you're going to see a little banner ad at the top. It's got two little cute babies. They're kind of cuddled together in a little basket top there, and they're gonna grab your attention because of how cute they look. Go ahead and click there. That'll take you through to the page, on and off again in less than 2 minutes to make your gift. But your gift changing lives. Now, here's some of what we need. We need people that can do 5 packs. That's a Monday through Friday ultrasound a day edition. That's $140, $28 per ultrasound. Maybe you want to give a 10-pack, which would be 2 weeks worth of ultrasounds. Or maybe you really want to live large and go for the $560 gift and provide a full month of ultrasounds. You could do that by going there right now. But would you take the effort and make the time to do so immediately? 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller in the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
It's that time again. Time for fresh starts and resolutions, and Harry's can help. Harry's is an award-winning razor brand that makes a full range of grooming essentials. But the benefits go way beyond a great shave at a fair price. Maybe you resolve to take control of your finances. With cartridge refills as low as $2 each, your budget won't even flinch when you switch to Harry's and save all year. And with checkout code SRNGOLD at harrys.com, you can get a trial set for just $3. If your resolution is to always look and feel your best, that's Harry's specialty. Their high-quality razors combine an ergonomic design with five super-sharp blades, shipped directly to you with a 100% money-back guarantee. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com with code SRNGOLD at checkout. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and travel cover, all for just $3. That's code SRNGOLD at checkout at harrys.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors at gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, folks. This is Jerry Crowley, General Manager at Salem Media Group in New York. I want to tell you about a terrific opportunity we have for two people to join us, one to sell digital advertising and the other to sell radio advertising at the radio station. Please drop me a note at jerry.crowley@salem.cc if you're interested or you know someone who might be interested in joining us. jerry.crowley@salem.cc. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. We are talking about preborn. We are talking about saving the lives of unborn children. And the phone number is 833-850-2229. Scott Wilder from Preborn is back with us. And Scott, this has become a tradition, as you referenced in the opening segment today. Our listeners have come together to help save babies for the last 4 or 5 years. And thus far, I think a couple of thousand children have been liberated, freed, saved, however you want to look at it, rescued in the process. And part of the reason we have is because of the nature and the character of who Preborn is as a ministry. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, let me also say there are babies that are alive today. There are new mothers right here this year, keeping that Christmas stocking up just a little bit extra time, that wouldn't have had their baby had we not done what we did last year at this time. And we do the same thing for this next year. How many babies will you save? We'll give the number in a second. But I want to introduce you to Dan Steiner, president of Preborn.
I met Jesus, and I was working in the business world, running a national corporation, in the corporate world, and came to Christ, changed everything in my life. And during one of those times, just early as a Christian, I became sensitized to the Christian worldview. And one of those parts of it was abortion and what, we as believers should do. And I said, man, we've got to do something about that. And I said, Lord, what works? And I just broke my heart and know it breaks his heart. He sees every abortion. He's omniscient and omnipresent. This is the thing that works. It's ultrasounds. Faith without works is of none effect, it says in James. This is your opportunity to stand with the Father to the fatherless, to stand with Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life, and give life to children. Every dollar is not going to preborn, not going to our administrative cost. We independently fundraise for that. That's not what we're doing. $28 to give an ultrasound to a girl. $140 we'll give to five girls. We'll send you a picture of a baby whose life was saved, like the one you sponsored. And it's all possible by your gift. Be part of God's solution. And more importantly, God's heart for these unborn babies.
It's so easy to do. And let me just echo one of the things Dan said, Kevin, and that is what we raise here stays here. Mm-hmm. Sort of the great news is everything we raise stays right here. The other news is we don't bring any money in from Chicago to assist New York or the tri-state area. We don't bring people money in from Dallas or Houston or Seattle. But the great news is not a single dime goes out of the tri-state area. What we raise here stays here. Every single penny goes directly to providing ultrasounds. And this is the Sanctity of Human Life Month. It's a Kevin McCullough MCA family tradition to do this every single year. This is how we start the year. We start the year the right way by standing for life and providing ultrasounds, because ultrasounds save babies.
833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. You may have missed another thing that went by kind of quick there that Dan mentioned, and that is that preborn doesn't apply any of their cost of operation to their fundraising for the ultrasounds. Right. They have donors that make sure that they have the salaries paid and the lights turned on and all that, and that's kept separately. Everything we raise here, every 100% of it, not 95, which would be great, not 92, which is kind of average for a lot of ministries that ask for your money, but the 100%, all of it that is raised here goes to help women who live here in the New York tri-state area. And that is the kind of transparency and ethics and integrity that Preborn has as a ministry. And Scott, they're a young ministry. They haven't been doing this a tremendous amount of time, but God is using them. You were telling me off air that they've gone from one or two or three or four cities to now over an annual year, reaching 30 to 40 cities worth of women.
There's no question. And it's growing every single minute because of people just like you. When you provide the ultrasound, you are taking on the cause for your own daughters, your own nieces, your own nephews. These are girls and women right here whose lives, not only are babies saved, but mothers. This is at least as important. Mothers that are saved. Now, I mentioned to you before, let me just read what a senior citizen recently wrote when she gave $56 to save two babies from abortion, providing two ultrasounds. She said, "I am a senior citizen that had two abortions in my younger days out of fear, and I've regretted it ever since. I think of those children often and think of them every birthday that they have missed. Mm. I hope my contribution in their memory and honor will save another young girl from this pain and sorrow." Wow. You are saving babies, but you're also coming alongside moms with no judgment. We don't believe in wagging a finger in the face. We put an arm around the shoulder and show love, grace, the love of Christ when we come alongside and provide the truth that you're going to provide right now.
833-850-2229. Make the call, 833-850-2229. A gift of $140 saves five babies right now. 833-850-BABY, 833-850-2229.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Bill Baccalini, CEO of the New York Foundling, formerly the Foundling Hospital, the 147-year-old nonprofit and one of the city's longest-running providers of youth and family services. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 WMCA. The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970 and Sister Jean will pray for you.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on a very busy afternoon, and I'm so glad that you're spending time with us as we not only say please help us, but say thank you to those that have helped us in the past. 1,705 children that we're aware of exist because you gave a gift in the last 4 years to help preborn provide ultrasounds to women that were in crisis pregnancy. And friends, I'm very honored to say that in the last 4 years, we've saved more than 400 children's lives every January. So thank you for those of you that have gotten involved, rolled your sleeves up and said, yeah, let's do this. It is the month when people remember that Roe v. Wade was legalized many years ago. Scott Wilder is back with us. And Scott, there's a lot of people hoping, and I think for good reason, that the Supreme Court may dismantle Roe v. Wade as a sure. decision, and the Casey decision with that, that further kind of established the, quote, right to choose across the country. But that doesn't really change too much here in New York or New Jersey, because after that gets kind of blown up by the court here, it'll just go back to the states. And here in these states, it is still legal through state statutes for children to be aborted. And so we have a lot of work for us even cut out after Roe v. Wade is done away with. But the good thing is, laws don't really change hearts anyway.
No.
Laws, in fact, there were babies aborted before Roe v. Wade was around, right. and they're going to be aborted after it goes away. The point is, if we can interact with those that are facing the difficult circumstance, then we can begin to have impact on saving actual lives.
It's all about the heart. It's all about the heart. And law, you can't ban your way into righteousness on the life issue. I mean, it's about the heart. Only God can change a heart. But I promise you, if you'll give an ultrasound or two or five or 10 or 100, God will do the heavy lifting. I want you to listen to Sarah.
When I first thought I was pregnant, it was like the scariest thing that I've ever had to deal with. I just kept telling myself, I can't have a baby right now. Like, I make like $10 an hour. Like, that barely supports me, let alone a little baby. And then I was like, how stupid could I have been right now to allow this to happen to myself? So, like, that was my first thought to have an abortion. It's just like, I was like going crazy trying to figure out where could I go to have the abortion. And this lady was walking down the street, and me and my friend knew her, and we stopped to offer her a ride. And so she got in, and like me and my friend, we were still talking about what was going on. And so she took us right to the downtown pregnancy center. I went in, and they asked them if I wanted to keep my baby. And I was like, no, it's not what I want to do. And so Ms. Jackie was like, well, would you like an ultrasound? And I was like, sure, whatever. She was giving me the ultrasound, and she turned on the sound, and my baby had a heartbeat. And like in that moment, it kind of freaked me out, because I was just like, I have a baby inside of me. And so it was just like, this is a growing person. Like I was freaking out, like just sitting there crying. And Ms. Jackie is like, she just grabbed my hand and was just like, you're going to be okay. Like, whatever decision you do make, you're going to be okay. But I want you to pray about it. And she asked me if I believed in God and if I had a church home and spiritual guidance and everything. And she encouraged me to make a decision with my heart and not with my head. In the moment, I was just like, yeah, I don't want an abortion. Looking back from then to now, it's really changed me as a person. Like, overall, like, I'm not the same person anymore. And I have changed for the better for my baby. In the mind frame that I'm in now, I don't know how I could have ever thought that I didn't want my baby, or thought that how could I take care of my baby, because I'll do anything to make sure my baby's okay. My very first ultrasound picture was this little dot. And yeah, this is the very first ultrasound that I got with the Pregnancy Help Center. And I'm very grateful for it, because just this one picture alone helped me make the decision that I made to keep my baby. And even this picture also, it just makes me feel like I'm going to have an awesome little person. And she's going to be very beautiful.
Sarah's story. She knew Kevin right after she heard her baby's heartbeat.
833-850-2229. That's literally the miracle of what happens when you give an ultrasound to preborn. And they have that miraculous interaction over and over again because of the generosity of people like you that say, hey, we want to give resources and help and opportunity to these women that are in very tough circumstances. It is easy to sit back, friends, if you're thinking today, well, you know, our church teaches against premarital sex, and we have a very high standard of what we expect our young people in our community to be held to. That's fine. That's great. That's biblical. But there are people that are somewhere on the continuum of not understanding exactly what sanctification looks like. They're on the continuum of trying to figure out what it means to follow Jesus. And in the process of those questions that they ask, they are still finding themselves needing to make decisions, and sometimes making ones that they regret. And friends, you don't, it doesn't have to be an us them kind of situation. It shouldn't be, as a matter of fact. It should be, yes, come on, let's help you find the next right step. And for many that are in this circumstance, a crisis pregnancy center is uniquely gifted with people that have training, that have experience. Many times in the preborn universe, especially, they are post-abortive counselors that have had abortions themselves or come very close to it. And friends, this is where that conversation can be entered into in such an honest and authentic way. And you change a life when you put the person in need in touch with the person who has the help. 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229.
You know, I think sometimes we put quite a burden on 13, 14, 15-year-old boys and girls, young men and women, who, when they were 13, 14, were as spiritually mature as we are today.
Right.
So it's not that they're evil people doing evil things. A girl that decides to have an abortion most likely is a girl who has been lied to and has no one around her who will tell her the truth, who will love her enough to tell her the truth. Or the people around her will judge her so much she would never even bring it up to them. So today, with no judgment, only love and grace, we provide the truth at the most important time.
833-850-2229. And the way that's done is the ultrasound that you give today, creating that miraculous moment. 833-850-2229. 833-850-BABY, if that's easier to remember. You can also give online directly at WMCA.com and click on the newborn banner, the preborn banner right there at the top of the page. 833-850-2229. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. And now Mike Lindell, our good friend, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products when you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Special tab. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels, made with 100% USA cotton, offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time reduced to $39.99. You heard that right, $39.99 with promo code WMCA. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WMCA.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. Looking for some date night options? Well, Redeeming Love is coming to theaters. It's based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, and Redeeming Love is a powerful story of relentless love and perseverance as a young couple's relationship clashes with the harsh realities of the California Gold Rush of 1850. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness that love cannot heal. It is a life-changing story of the power of unconditional and all-consuming love. For more information, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes of the broadcast. Thank you for being with us. And thank you to those of you that have given. If you have not given, friends, this is a very important moment. There are literally dozens of babies that are on the chopping block. They are about to be aborted. But we could reach them. We could help save their lives with a simple thing called an ultrasound. And that's why we partner with Preborn. We want to save babies and save mommy's souls. 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. And Scott, everything we do here is bathed in biblical truth and biblical love for those that are hurting and in need.
You know, when we raise your stays here, important for you to remember, and don't put this off. You're introducing a girl to her baby for the first time. And I think about what the Bible says in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is a God thing. God is doing a work. And if you want to do a work, go to where God's already working. God is working by providing a new sight for girls and women. The scales fall off the eyes and the heart once they hear their baby's heartbeat. So when you provide that ultrasound today, you don't have to make a lot of noise. Just make a huge difference by providing the ultrasound today, or 2 or 5 or 10. And one last reminder, if you're so inclined, or you want your business to do this, or have it be part of a legacy for your family or a memory of a loved one, and you want to provide an ultrasound machine, that will also stay here. What we raise here stays here. $15,000 one-time gift, or maybe 2 or 3 people do $5,000 each, and to combined it, we'll purchase an ultrasound machine that can stay right here. Whether you're going to give one ultrasound or provide a machine or anything between, a monthly gift, saving a baby a month for less than $1 a day at $28 a month, 28 times 12, the by 12 program, 20 by 28 by 12, or want to do a one-time gift, $280 saves 10 babies, $560 saves 20 babies. And we're waiting for your phone call now. So don't put it off. Don't miss the blessing. God has blessed us, not just because he loves us, but he's blessed us because he trusts us to be him to them today. Maybe you've prayed. Maybe your quiet time prayer has been something like this. Lord, show me today how I can be you to someone. Let me show them your love today. Put that in my path today, Lord, and I will be faithful. We would humbly offer this is that opportunity. And we invite you to join us, and do not miss the blessing. 833-850-BABY is the phone number. And we are so excited to partner again for the Kevin McCullough WMCA family tradition of saving babies on Sanctity of Human Life Month. So join us now.
833-850-2229. Love that verse that you mentioned, Scott. We are created to do good things. This is part of the reason why we are here. And friends, this is a wonderful thing. It's not just a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. Saving a baby's life and building up that mother, introducing her many times to the gospel directly for the first time, and having the opportunity to receive and follow Jesus. It's life-changing for not just the baby, but for the mom as well. 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. You can also give online at WMCA.com. Click on the preborn banner at the top of the page. It's on the left-hand side of the page. It's got a couple of little babies in a basket there. Click right through, make your gift, and be ready. And the McCulloughs, we did one baby a month for the next month. We didn't wait for the end of the year to do one each month. We're going to do it all at once. Would you join us? 833-850-2229.